A jumbled kerfuffle. That is the first thing that pops into my head. But as I walk up to this piece, I can see a composition of a variety of objects packed into one big jumbled mess. I keep staring at it. Then suddenly, bam! I start noticing details here and there of the intricate and complex objects that complete this vibrant and eye-popping masterpiece. What details catch your attention? A few questions that first came to me were, why is this piece of art called Dinner Conversation with Nancy? And who is Nancy? As I researched more on Roger Shimomura's Dinner Conversation with Nancy, I learned that while it was originally named Untitled with Sushi, this composition took its current name in memory of Nancy Ann Zimmerman, who co-owned an art gallery in Lawrence, Kansas. Shimomura was born on June 26, 1939 in Seattle, Washington. As a Japanese-American child, he was taken to a Japanese holding camp during World War II. His experiences in the camp are represented in much of his art. He used to teach art at the University of Kansas until his retirement in 2004. He still lives in Lawrence, Kansas. I think Shimomura's intention was to let the observer come up with their own interpretation of this acrylic-on-canvas painting. What objects stand out for you? My eyes move from object to object. They are unique and intriguing. For example, the Snow White character, which is located on the bottom left corner, the KFC logo in the upper right-hand corner tucked behind the kettle, two hands holding a can that says wasabi in Japanese, a shy Japanese woman hiding behind many things, and numerous pieces of sushi floating throughout this work of art. I think that the kettle pot, the can of wasabi, and the 18 pieces of sushi represent Shimomura's Japanese roots. They are things people enjoy in Japan. The Snow White character, the sticks in the bottom center of the canvas, and the boy biting into a drum could represent dinner conversation topics, such as world hunger or treasured childhood memories. As an invitation to visit Shimomura through his art, these objects could also represent characters, food, or even things that the artist enjoys. They could represent experiences of his lifetime. As Roger Shimomura once said, art has a way of exercising every part of what is to be a human being, a feeling human being, from the intellectual to the emotional to the political. This seemingly random composition gives the observer the freedom to choose and believe what could have occurred in the painting. You start the conversation. What do you think this painting depicts? This has been Joaquin Dorado with another Bulldog Podcast.